this is. As soon as my hand goes down.
Okay, you need to do the introduction,
you're
going to
be introducing
yeah.
us.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to do the voice.
You need to do
come
the
on.
Voice.
Do the voice.
You have to do
come
it,
on,
Andy.
Andy.
Come
on. We want you
Andy.
To.
You've got this.
I'll plug in the mic. You guys are live now, so.
Oh, that's a great way to start. Everyone yeah. is laughing obnoxiously into the this thing.
Just borrow Danielle's
yeah.
mic
yeah.
real quick.
Right here.
No. There.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. And now a special introduction by Andy.
He's got to play with the mic for a second.
No, we're fine. Welcome to the Crippled System Lost Aspect Podcast, episode 13.
It's very spooky. Andy.
We have Casey Acker. Amanda Schultz, Jackie Christensen, and Danielle Nowick. I'm the fill-in for the old witch.
Is that what they were mimicking?
I think so.
Holy shit.
It may have been something like that. I'm creepy.
I thought they were mimicking puberty. God, were they really mimicking old witch?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. So bad. My mind just exploded.
Should I be up here doing commentary through the whole thing?
It's so spoopy.
Spoopy?
That's a comment.
Have you never... Oh, man. I spend too much time on the internet.
God, that's old witch?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. The whole thing, I'm talking like
I
this
know.
All the time.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. Our special guest today.
Yeah.
The old witch. Witch.
Oh, God. Here yeah. I thought I was a 14-year-old that just hit puberty.
Oh, my gosh. No offense to the person that did that through that.
No,
thing, right?
I mean, I intend offense because that was offensive to my ears.
I would say, well, I wonder how many takes it took. Takes it took for them to do that. I don't think that was.
I think they
all
eventually
one.
Just said fuck it.
just like this all the time.
Well, it only took you one take. So.
That's true.
All right, you guys have fun.
All right,
thank you, Andy. Who also said my name wrong?
Did I?
Acre.
Is it really Acre?
Yes, it's Acre, not Acker.
No, I've been pronouncing it now for a very long time.
Because the C and the K in there definitely makes it look like Acker.
Acker, yeah.
Like phonetics, I'm sorry.
I think of the Martians from Mars Attacks. So that's how I pronounce your name.
I'm pretty sure that's what they were going for, so...
All right, okay. So are we going to do real introductions?
Yeah.
You want me to do it again? Have Acker?
No. It's Acker.
I think we're good from
yeah.
We're old good. Witch.
We're good. Well, I'm just going to say I play Legion and maybe future Grimkin because they look awesome.
What?
That's everyone's general opinion, Casey. What my face is.
Yeah, it is.
Convergence. If I play Grimkin, I'm going to play the child, though. It's already decided.
Oh, Annie from League. Now you're here. I'm Crix right now.
Solely minions. I'm not playing the new faction. Not my style.
That voice. Just,
when you play it, you have to hear that voice.
I think anybody who plays that faction has to do the voice while they're playing.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be horrible.
Or at least while they're doing the caster lady, right? Oh.
Old witch.
Circle
old witch.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the old witch.
It's old witch.
Old yeah. Witch, yeah. Who doubles as a cater caster though, yep. Which means all of the cater yeah. players have to do it too.
Oh, that's fair.
If you're going to play the old witch,
yep.
You have
old,
to do the voice.
Old witch or old witch too. I think it should apply to both, since that's going to be the second.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. It's been decided.
Oh gosh.
Right. So we can talk about Grimkin.
Our announcements.
Announcements.
Oh, yes. Should we have to talk about announcements?
Yes, announcements.
What do we have to announce?
This is ATC.
In 2 weeks ATC's is ATC.
Up. Yep.
And ATC then, lists are up now too. That's an announcement.
Yep. That's on our list.
We're talk about that though.
End of March is Adepticon. Mm-hmm. And
Lock and Load stuff is coming up soon. They're going to start publishing that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And also for you that go to Gen Con and missed out on housing, too bad. Good luck.
Prepare to commute 40 minutes, guys. Huzzah. Yeah.
Good luck. We already have like a 10-minute commute. But we have a pretty large suite. Mm-hmm. So because
there's six. Oh, you're gonna have campers then.
Yeah. Yep, plenty of air mattresses, just one really big one.
And then in June is MomCon.
Oh yeah.
Gotta go to Iowa.
Yeah. I don't think we're gonna go to that after Adepticon. Gonna blow my wad at Adepticon and then I'm gonna wait till War Machine weekend.
It's a good place to blow your wad.
I mean, you gotta recover after blowing your wad.
You also have the benefit of like Adepticon is much closer for us.
Oh yeah.
So Schaumburg, right?
Yep.
It's like
a blink and you're there. Yeah, I feel like in comparison to War Machine Weekend.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
And in comparison to like old Adepticon where you had to like actually go on south side of Chicago, I think. Ugh. This one's on north side.
Yeah.
So it's a lot closer.
Do you guys see the templates? The broken egg ones.
Oh yeah.
You're not happy?
Yeah.
I am really happy about them.
I have five casters.
Oh. Well, maybe they said they were going to have something for everybody.
I'm sure they are. So I'm going to have five templates. Or duplicates.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, SmogCon. We're going to talk about SmogCon, too.
We can talk about SmogCon.
We didn't go to SmogCon, though.
I wanted to go to SmogCon.
I did, too.
I'm going next year.
Oh, nice. Andy's going next year. Yeah.
Can we just, like, hide in your suitcase?
International flight.
Hopefully, that would be very
uncomfortable. Like sleep the whole time.
I mean, hopefully we'll be able to return after that. That'd be a good thing. No.
Hopefully we can stay there.
Okay.
I was born in Wisconsin or born in the U.S., so I can have citizenship.
Doesn't work for everyone, Andy.
but you might
have to shave your beard before they'll let you back
in. Oh, that's true. That's true. You might be a jihadist.
I can see it.
Oh, dear.
Andy the terrorist.
For Andy.
I am not.
Oh gosh. Okay. And there was a tournament in lacrosse yesterday.
Yep, there was a tournament in lacrosse yesterday.
How did they do?
I have no idea.
Oh. Okay.
Who went?
Andy, Brian Ethan, Kerr, Brian.
Andy, Baraboo Andy.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
And Ethan?
Lacrosse players. I do know that they raised roughly $100 for the warming center in lacrosse. And I think Megan's going to hate me if I quote wrong numbers. I want to say it was $300 or $600 in supplies for the warming center.
Very is that nice. Like a homeless shelter up there? Or?
The warming center, which it's not really a homeless shelter. It's just like it's cold outside. Come here and be here.
That's totally a homeless shelter, dude.
Yeah, but you can't like stay there.
It's like
you just get warm and then you get out.
Oh, kinda. I see. Okay.
Yeah. Because a homeless shelter is more like they can stay there for extended periods of time.
Sure. At least during the night.
Yeah.
I think it's River City Hobbies is where it was. Hang on. But yeah, we're very warm gamers. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. They have a 40K tournament today. The post said $325 and $65, but I spoke with her after the tournament, after it was over, and she gave me higher numbers. It sounds like what they were doing, and I thought this was really cool, is that they were doing the War Machine tournament and a Pokemon tournament at the same time. Mm-hmm. And some of the kids who were participating in the Pokemon tournament were actually buying for dice re-rolls on the War Machine players.
Oh, cool.
Like, either fucking their game up
That's
or
funny.
Not. So that was really neat.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of fun.
So I think that is announcements.
Mm-hmm.
So
Grimkin.
Yeah.
Guess
okay.
Let's get right
I know
to
like
it.
All oh, of yeah. you absolutely hated the voice and probably didn't really love the faction, but I watched it earlier today and it's just like the poetry really caught me. Yes, the voice was kind of annoying, but it worked. and I just overall enjoyed the video. I really enjoyed the models, which John thought was really fucking weird for me, but I actually really did.
Can I pause you for a second? Yes. If you haven't watched the Grimkin video yet, you're going to want to pause this and do it and then come back.
Yeah.
Also mute the video because God.
You don't need to listen to anything. Everything you need to see is in text
and it's okay. Yeah. You can read instead of listen. It's kind of like watching something with subs.
There's some eyeless sight symbols.
Yeah, exactly. You, so you'll get the idea.
You know how to play the game. Yeah. You're good.
I figured it out.
Exactly. Yeah, she was the smart one. She actually did mute it.
He was sitting with us at the shop.
I didn't want to hear it.
I knew
what was coming, so I was just like, whatever.
Oh, it's just that voice. It's like a 14-year-old whose voice just started cracking. And he just started reading Edgar Allan Poe in his freshman year of high school, and he just decided to make a faction.
that is exactly what it looks like. It's the goddamn worst.
it's the Nightmare Before Christmas meets bad Shakespeare meets Edgar Allan Poe. Why did this happen?
In all fairness, the faction is not really Nightmare Before Christmas at all. Yes, not really. But it is more of just the grim shit, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely fairy tales folklore.
I am concerned with how much where there's going to be a lot of butt charging, like Scorn, because there's so much over the base.
I misunderstood butt charging.
Butt charging.
We were just watching. In my defense, we were just watching A Sunny in Philadelphia, and it was the ass fister. No, it was the fisting bike episode.
Oh.
Where the bike with the fister.
Oh dear.
Yeah. God. The Ass Pounder 4000. Yeah. Anyhow, sorry.
Yeah. So that does concern me a bit, cuz it's already a pain in the ass with Scorn, a lot of Scorn models and plenty of other models that have too much overlay. And I don't know. Just by looking, for example, the guy that has the cages and shit, mm-hmm. the big heavy Warbeast thing, I honestly feel like he should be on an oval base. But then I feel like we're going into 40K, and I don't wanna.
Definitely encroaching. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
More to come on that.
40K territory. We'll get there.
But I did enjoy the models. What about you guys?
I didn't like how I looked.
There were a couple that I thought were okay. Howl's Moving Castle was pretty sweet.
We all agree. Howl's Moving Castle.
Is that the tree?
No. It's the Steamjack, or Scrapjack. It's the Old Witch 2.
Yeah. Old Witch 2 and Scrapjack. She's on a huge base. She's one of the cavalry
castles. Have you seen Howl's Moving Castle?
No.
Oh dear God.
Oh, you need to see that. It's actually really good.
It is very good. Watch the shit out of that.
Mm-hmm. They take Scrapjack.
Yeah.
And they put...
I've seen the mod, now that I understand what you're talking about, but I mean,
this is just the faction of big shit riding on small shit. You've got the pigs riding on the people.
I loved the pigs!
You've got the Howl's Moving Castle riding on Scrapjack. It's opposite
faction.
It's opposite cavalry? It's opposite cavalry, exactly.
The Minions group is a little bit pissed about the pigs. Yeah. And I'm a little bit miffed about them getting capped
You guys might have access to the pigs, though.
Well, see, people in Minions are debating. They're like, well, they're not Pharaoh. They're normal pigs
that you would eat.
Right.
Yeah.
Not like normal Pharaoh. Yeah. So we're trying to calm people down.
Ooh,
but
I wonder if they'll have the bacon rule.
They have snacking.
Yeah, they have snacking.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone said that they were 1-point models, but how can they be 1-point models I thought someone said like they're like one box, but they can't be if they have one snacking. Owned. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, they're...
I'd guess 5 bucks.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Probably 5 or 8.
They're small base, right?
I think so.
They're small base, but you get 5 of them.
Right.
At least that's what we're assuming. So they're probably 5 wound.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting. Because they're shield-walled pigs that have that flesh thing.
I wonder what their speed will be. Impervious flesh. Since they're riding on people. I don't imagine their speed's going to be very good.
I don't know.
They'll probably be slow. Yeah. Especially since they have shield wall. They probably intend them to be like a beefy
speed
unit.
3.
I wonder if they would get the +2 movement for living things, though.
Don't know.
When they charge on living, maybe.
Maybe.
Because that's what a lot of the minion stuff has.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I think when I posted about it on Twitter, I have a strong connection to the child. Like, it's just, I love that model. And I when I had talked about it, it's, and we've all talked about it, we've all said it, it looks like Neverborn from Malifaux. It's just, it really is just, yeah. But, the child is just like the little girl with the doll and the big guy in the background. And when she gets angry, she lights everything on fire.
Yeah, like I said, it's Annie from League of Legends.
It's beautiful.
just download League of Legends. It's free.
I don't want to play LoL.
Annie's like one of the cheapest heroes there. And just play. And it's terrible, but you'll at least get the terrible out of your system.
I don't need to get the terrible out of my system. It has to stay there.
Somebody just said that the pig dudes have 5 boxes. The Cav are a different unit. So that makes me feel a little bit better. But still, I better get Cav. Sorry.
I want Cav too.
Very strong feelings about Cav.
I want Cav.
I want Raptors.
I want Clock Cav.
You can't have Raptors. Mine are technically Raptors.
I want like little dinosaur things.
Well, they'll have to pick up different shapes.
Riding Velociraptors. Yeah, too. That'd
those
be sweet.
Would be,
right?
They would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would be really jealous.
And then they have like a fan.
I mean, if they're gonna, if PP is gonna steal ideas, they may as well steal a sweet idea.
Why?
Raptors don't have feathers.
Well, not feathers, but like a little head thing.
Actually, raptors might have had feathers.
I refuse. We're not
dinosaurs.
We're not doing this conversation again.
No. Big Bird.
No. I refuse. They do not. Everyone's like, "Oh, they would look so cool." Fuck you. I'm sure they would look cool. If they don't have feathers.
Science. La 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 la.
Yeah.
I can do that, right? It's okay.
We are in Trump's America, so it's okay to do that.
Sounds good. Refusing science.
Yep.
No global warming. It's 60 degrees out right now.
Hey, that's just that's just
65.
Yeah. Oh God, John Oliver's his commercials aimed at educating Trump on subjects.
Oh, those were
you're confusing weather with climate, partner.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Done by like the Viagra ad guy.
Oh. Yeah. Oh God.
Okay. The other guy, caster. Because they showcased 3 casters.
Yeah, they showcased
3 or 4. The 3 dream, women. Yeah.
The dream lady,
the dreamer, the child, old witch two, and then the last fucking
guy. Last one that nobody
Gnarls
really
are not knows. Mythical creatures. You are a liar. They are real.
They're real.
I mean, I've never seen one.
I don't care. Now I'm upset.
Oh, dear. But yeah, what was the what did the guy do?
To be perfectly honest,
it was the guy, and he had the
he was holding the face up.
And he had the staff.
Yeah,
fuck if I remember what he is. He looked cool. The heretic. That's what he was. But he was the guy who opposed Menoth the most.
Oh, okay, I remember that now.
But yeah, I really liked the model. That's about it. Mm-hmm. I really liked it because they like had the mask was underneath the face that was in the mask, and it was all just like very gold and shiny, and it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Warbeast looked dumb.
I like the tree. No. The tree was my favorite. That's the only I'd just buy it and just paint it.
You got Wormwood.
But I don't play Circle.
Yeah.
It's got a pretty lady next to it, too.
Do you know what?
She looks like a little slutty, but she's pretty.
Great. The tree teleports. I think you were there when we were having this conversation. All of the trees teleport, by the way.
Mm.
All trees teleport. We live in a world where trees teleport.
Makes sense. How else are they going to do? I mean, I guess they could take the walking
tree. They
could
crawl.
You know?
They could just not move like trees.
But then they wouldn't get out of deployment. They would just stand there.
That's fair.
And be like, I'm just going to stay back here and be a tree.
I mean, there are other pieces that do that, like the racks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they move.
They can move. They just usually don't.
Yeah, they do.
No.
Let me hop with my cross then. Attached to.
That's like some Monty Python level bullshit.
I liked the Warbeasts. Like, especially the slashy dude. Who was a light Warbeast who looked like a heavy Warbeast.
Yeah. Looked like Edward Scissorhands. To me.
I was thinking Freddy Krueger, but that
y'all are just haters.
Hand claws. They're the same thing.
Yeah. Well, when I first looked at him, he kind of reminded me of like Morgul almost, but I don't know. I'm sorry. If you like them, that's cool. This is not for me.
So, okay, Casey, you're going to be doing what I do all the time and bitching about how your faction has no models.
My faction is Legion, though.
Just wait until you become a Grimkin player. Then you'll understand the convergence troubles.
It'll just be on my side faction.
I don't know. I just kind of wish that rather... I get that from a business standpoint, it makes sense to continue to make factions, especially new limited factions like they're doing. I really wish they'd fix the ship they had out, though. Mm-hmm. Like, Mech Thralls. Yeah. Mech Thralls would be nice. Or in Signar, there's lots of units that don't really see any use because they're dog shit garbage. Like,
That's the case in every faction. I know, there are...
Sure. But what, yeah. But what if they fix those things in all the various yeah. factions? You know, there's garbage in every faction. Why can't we work on that?
Or give minions gargantuan.
Or yeah, yeah.
After exactly. your two that you
I do have.
Have
two. Mm-hmm. I do have two. I won't complain.
I would really like one.
I would like if my second one was a little bit better, but I have a good colossal. I have an option of a not so good colossal, and I have a really great battle engine.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be hard that to design one for you guys. Just have a giant ass.
Well, they've already had a Dracodile in IK.
Exactly.
They did. Somebody, I can't remember who said it, but one of the PP employees did say that minions is going to get something on a very large base within the next year. So it's like, okay, is this going to be a gargantuan? Because don't be fucking with me. Or is this going to be Carver on a chariot? Because that's going to piss me off. So if they do release a caster on a huge base. I'm gonna flip like table.
Like aesthetically, I don't like the concept of them. Unless I get a Jackcaster, like a literal. I would love a colossal caster.
I feel like they're too small on the large base, like on the huge base.
Like if Karchev upgraded, Karchev 2 was on huge base.
That would be cool.
He just built up a little.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Just slap some extra metal on there.
Exactly. That would make sense.
Needs a little more coal to survive.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, it wasn't such a big fan at any three, though.
It'd be pretty amazing to see what Thag's 3 looks like if they put him on a large, on a huge massive base.
Fucking dragon. That would be super cool. I think that they really have a lot of opportunity to make huge base casters that don't have little baby casters on a really big machine.
Yeah.
Or sleigh.
Yeah, there's multiple sleighs / things they ride. And yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I liked Thrillith.
She's good. She's real good.
She's really good. I haven't tried her yet. I thought about doing a Lily 3 list for the ATC.
Mm-hmm.
Decided against it because I don't know her very well.
I think that's fair the way enough. A lot of us were, well...
I mean, for what it's worth, all the lists I submitted for the ATC, I haven't played at all, so he'd be in good company.
I think, well, that's exactly what I did. Yeah. I built lists with casters that I know, and I was just like, I know these models, I know these casters, I have not played enough to do very well, but at least I'm comfortable in what I'm playing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm more a jump-in blind kind of person.
We could move into the ATC. We really want to talk about Grimkin more, but I think
we've pretty much hit it.
Yeah.
And especially if some of our listeners haven't actually watched it yet.
Yeah, don't buy into Grimkin.
No.
That's my recommendation.
It's coming in March.
Haters gonna hate.
Is it coming in March?
That's what they said.
Seriously? CG, right? I wonder, gonna have rules.
I wonder how many years they supposedly play-tested the Grimkin for.
Three?
You think
probably
just
not.
Three?
I
figured they were going to up the ante and say four this time because we didn't buy the three bullshit.
3 months. No, but we're going to get in the, what is it, the CID community something. What the fuck are they calling it?
CID.
They give us the rules and we play it and we tell them that the rules are garbage so they fix them before the models come
they
out.
They are planning to do that. Also... That game that you tried to tell me about that was like a guild ball, but
grind.
Yes. John said they spent like years on that when they should have just been spending years
did
on
he look
play
at
testing
the,
Mark 3.
Did he look at the new rules though for it?
I don't know.
Oh, that shitty like guild ball.
Yes.
Oh my god, I remember watching that.
For that.
It's
game.
Horrible, dude. What were they smoking? I want it.
I just want to make a team with a whole bunch of beasts, because that's all it is. giant. Mm-hmm. You're playing your beast.
Yeah. I wonder if it was really just trying to break the competition that is Guild Ball.
Yeah. That's exactly what. Well, yeah. I mean, they had it before Guild Ball too. That was a Mark One thing, I believe, as well. It's very old. Failed miserably because it was dog shit.
But they re-released the rules. They updated the rules and like all of PP, because they showed PP's teams that they had created and how their games kind of went. So they put, it was a huge a no quarter for mm-hmm. that. Yep. And I haven't had a chance to read
Marshall
it all.
Oh yeah, Marshall was pissed. Oh, that, really? That was like three quarters of the no quarter. Yeah. Everything is money back for.
Hi.
I'm just here to say the grind is, it didn't take up any of Mark III playtesting.
No, we didn't think it did.
I
wasn't sure.
I just heard somebody say it. It was like, oh, they should have been spending time on Mark III instead of grind. Like,
no,
like Hungerford's thing that he started up after he became
Hungerford. You need to share your drugs with us.
I just wanted to play it because it looked like fun and it was something different.
So. The giant spiky balls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think those should be Convergence Cavalry.
Oh, that'd be cool. Oh my God, yes,
that could be cool.
And they should be fiery. I want them on fire.
Yes, because that's just even better.
That's actually a good idea.
I think they already have
okay,
the
grind,
just
grind
some
has
rules.
Some merits. Okay. Yes.
Just give me the giant spiky ball on a base and I will figure out cavalry rules for you. Okay. They will be the best cavalry in the game.
Yep. There you go.
Which we should have. ETC.
Mm-hmm. ETC. So all the lists are live. We had to submit them by Friday.
We did post the link if you haven't seen the link yet.
How many teams are there?
23.
A lot.
There are quite a few.
Yeah. Nathan said there's 23 teams that were registered. Lots of people.
Yeah.
Megan's on a different team. I saw that, so that's cool.
She's on the
lacrosse team.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Did you guys take a look at any lists yet?
Nope.
I've just looked at who people
are playing. I started to last night, and then I got distracted.
I kind of overviewed what factions were dominant. I think somebody actually posted which factions are the most dominant.
They're like
unsurprisingly, it's Signar followed by Kador, I believe, followed by Rhett, followed by Circle.
Yeah, that's incredibly unsurprising.
I mean, no, it's not surprising at all.
I think that's just like
Krix is not the lowest though.
Minions probably is.
There's
we only have three
other Convergence players or four.
Nice. Well, Convergence isn't bad. It's just
no. I was just really surprised. Yeah. I never like I just never see it. And
there's
I was
a lot
going
of Scorn though too. So Scorn is made a comeback.
Well, I mean,
Scorn
got good
after the errata. Yeah.
There's no salt in the Scorn memes anymore though.
It's kind of sad.
I have to go to regular
that group,
Facebook groups now.
That kind of died, and I'm a little sad. It's so good. But yeah, I noticed. I only looked at the Minions team because I was really curious to see what other people were playing. So there's two other Minions players besides me, and they're both playing Rask and Barnabas.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I represent
I'm
the pigs.
I'm pretty sure pretty much all of Krix is playing Coven and anyone, which is totally what I put in. So.
Yeah.
Can't
also, when I saw that I was team captain last night, I had a mini panic attack. I was like, what are they doing to me?
Nathan's probably going to kill me. I sent him so many things like, okay, this is our name now. And I'm like, okay, this is our alt.
Explain our name one more time.
Hang on.
Kennedys?
Okay.
Hang on. We have to tell the story first.
Yes.
So the three of us were sitting at a table at Monk's. And then Ethan and John and Brian L. came and joined us.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, we need to crack down, settle on a team name. I had thrown out Tinkerbells, which I'm still really in full support of.
John killed it for me.
John did kill it for us.
What did he say? Tinkerballs or something like that?
He referenced dicks and balls.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with Tinkerballs.
And
like, I had this image in my head of a gobber tinker in like with fairy wings, just being like generally angry.
That would be a good
right?
shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
So where am I going? Oh, so we were like, okay, Casey doesn't like it. No one else really was like, yeah, that's really great. I'm pretty sure you were like 50-50 on it.
I liked it. The more you talked about it, the more I was sold on it. My only thing was I didn't like Tinkerbell when I was younger.
Yeah,
so
oh, there's a Krix memes Facebook group.
Yeah,
I'm joining that right
be,
now.
It's Krux. It's okay. We're going to call them Krux. So where are we? Okay. So then, so last suggestion after I had said, like, my efforts had been trash and struggle, and this, like, the calling our team trash and struggle really was just like, yeah, I mean, that's what we're going to be doing. We really
don't want to be represented like that.
What's this?
Oh, that's the ball.
It's beautiful.
The Crix memes header is the grace. Did you mean
this
cry
meme? This would be perfect. Like, yeah. I mean, I'd probably kill someone if I had that on the table.
Is it heavy?
Can I touch it?
It's
oh my gosh, it is heavy. Mm-hmm. See, I'm going to play this. Fuck everybody. I'm going to play this, and I'm going to like it.
Grind is
you
fine.
Can kill a bitch with that, by the way.
The new version of grind is much better because you could take different things in mm-hmm. your force
yeah.
as compared to what it was mm-hmm. previously, which was not very good. And actually, the old No Quarter version that was in Mark 1 is better than the board game version that they released.
Oh.
Yeah. Board game version actually had, or the board game version had squares that you did things about it, but yeah.
Yay, yeah. Grind.
Convergent cavalry, right there.
Yeah. I like it.
You know it's a good idea. You know it's a great idea. You can shake your head at me all you want.
I don't know why. I don't know. I kind of like to...
I'm pretty sure that would, like, go through the wall and just, like, hit your neighbor or something.
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of having, like, Art Deco metal horses. That'd be kind of sweet,
Those
too.
Would be really cool, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I would... God damn it, Andy. Do you just want to grab a chair and join us?
I'm fucking peanut gallery.
You have to shave if you have to join us.
You know what I want in Convergence? I want actual clockworks.
Yeah, real clockwork would be cool.
I mean, they're built on being clockworks in a sense. But there's no real actual clockworks in
there. There's no cogs in it, really. Yeah.
But it doesn't
They're
feel
not functional,
like
though.
It seems more like, and I've said this before, it's very much like your 1930s science fiction.
Yeah, it's like, Metropolis.
Yes, it's totally Metropolis. Just dead on Metropolis, mm-hmm. which I love. Metropolis is one of my favorite movies, mm. but it's less cogs and more science fiction.
I'd like to see the army modeled more after the flying vectors. The floating ones. Yeah. I like those more than all the stupid crap.
Yeah, the crab ones.
Yeah, those are... Bleh. And all the probe droids.
I would like less phallic objects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like
more phallic objects. I'm in the middle here.
I want less of the Imperial probe droids as well, because that's what they are. Every time I see, like, a galvanizer on the field, I'm thinking, nah, 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 nah. that thing going. And then, no.
Can I get 19 galvanizers, please?
I want to run that list so bad.
I'm not going to buy 19 galvanizers. I have like 30 mitigators right now.
Yeah, I
don't
need. I suggest it because it's probably going to get hit with something if it gets up there.
Yep. What were we talking about?
We were doing the story of our name.
Oh, right, right.
So we were just really against Trash and Struggle. Even though it's a really great team name, it's not a good team name for us.
No.
So we had...
Trash and Struggle?
Trash and Struggle.
Trash and Struggle.
It's also harder to say.
Because that's what we play and what's what we do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were trying to think of a name, and we had the three of them also there with us. And
I was doing a terrible fucking job.
Yeah. So... We don't trust Casey with team names anymore.
That's okay.
But Brian L. was two beers in, one beard? I don't know.
It was two or three.
He drank four beers in the time I drank one. And he was doing the thing that I do where he gets like an Angry Orchard and a shot of Fireball. Mm. So it was not just like one beer. It was one beer and a shot for every drink.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Wisconsin way.
It was something. So he's just, the first one he gives us was the Kennedys. Hmm. And we were like, okay. And then he's like, because you don't want to get assassinated.
Oh. But we do anyway.
Yes.
That got dark.
So we figured it was like, it's quirky and it's witty and it's definitely like game related in a sense.
Yeah.
But also people probably won't pick it up right off the bat.
No.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I saw their name was Kennedy. He was just like, what the shit, guys?
Yeah. We changed a little bit.
That's okay. Yeah.
My other favorite was Senpai Witness Me.
Yes. That was pretty good. Oh my gosh. That turned into my meat thresher becoming, I'm going to do some Mad Max stuff. The pig's going to have a little silver around his mouth, and it's going to be witness me written on that.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. That sounds awesome.
Because it kind of looks like
one
of those things. Dude, from that would
help you with that mod. That was an amazing movie, and that's an amazing idea.
Team names are hired, but
I work in an ER and we have to do waste. We have to have a witness for our narcotic waste, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that we go out into the nurse's station, yell, "Witness me!" And there's three or four of the other male nurses that will all they all understand exactly what it is. It's great.
That's awesome.
But how many nurses don't?
Yeah, it's like a 50-50 split. Okay. I mean, most of the people I work with are women because I'm a nurse, mm-hmm. but. Most of them, you know, it's about half of them that get it. So.
I feel like that's one of those, like, when I go to work, there are very few within the entire building that, like, when I had shit at my desk, people would be like, "What are all of these things?" And I have, like, pop vinyl figures and stuff. Sure. They'd be like, "Oh, I see you like monsters and stuff." And I'm just like, "Yep, we'll roll with it. Sounds good."
Yeah.
That's exactly what those are.
Yeah, there are enough raging nerds at my work, but it's okay.
Very surprising.
There are more than one Pokemon Go player at my work that still play.
We were playing.
Yeah, Gen 2 just came out.
Yeah. It's fun again.
Oh, I got Porygon too. That was pretty exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the Valentine's event.
I know, but I didn't get shit on it.
I got really lucky. Yeah. I got really lucky.
I'm just going to put on Pokemon Go here.
We caught a lot of the little ladybug things.
Yeah.
So fucking
mad. And the Spinarax.
Yep. They're everywhere.
They are... in an abundance.
Mm-hmm. I found a swine up on campus.
Nice.
A little, like, pig dude.
Yeah. He's so cute.
I think I have one of those, too.
I've hatched a couple of the babies.
Mm-hmm. I think when we were playing Friday night, I think I hatched, like, 4 or 5 eggs that I had just sitting and waiting because I hadn't played the game in so long.
Oh, yeah. I had, like, 8 eggs all incubating at once.
Yeah. Is there anything around here? I wonder if I should
We're not... For ACC, we're not in the same location where we were.
There is one. There's a teddy bear.
Oh, cool. Ooh, I want that.
I don't have one yet.
No, I don't have one yet either.
It's about 20 minutes further away.
Because I just remember there was like a Pokestop and a gym. Yeah. And so
it was kind of nice.
Instead of playing, we were playing.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the WTC where somebody yelled Squirtle and we all pulled up
our phones. That was a good time.
That was a good time.
I have a feeling it's going to be similar this year.
I think we're in a hotel convention center, right?
I believe so.
Well, hopefully Travis and Nathan were smart enough to plan accordingly. Make sure there's a Pokestop nearby.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Oh, somebody got 2 Dittos and Hoot Hoot Owls. I've gotten 2 of those, too.
I got 1 and a Hoot Hoot.
We're working on Teddy Ursa right now.
There's one right here at Andy's house. There's right here also in case you need more.
Mm-hmm. There's what right here?
An Eevee.
Oh, the Eevees have the 2 new Evolves, too.
Yep.
Oh, do they?
They do.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, you can get Espeon and Umbreon.
Yeah, nice. And if you name them...
I was just going to ask if there was a naming
Sakura
trick.
Sakura for Espeon and Tamalo for Umbreon.
Good to know. Oh, there's a Spinarak.
No reason why I should know these things offhand. Whoops. But I have so many.
Let's see. I think I actually have an Eevee up for evolution right now. Nice. So that's perfect.
I do as well.
Has anyone ever had an amazing Eevee since they switched to Eevees?
I check my Pokemon on Eevees, like, online. I just throw them up there. So I don't use the appraisal system in the game.
I do.
So do we want to go over...
I stopped caring about Eevees, so...
They're never going to be perfect.
Nope.
We can go through the teams, which might be fun if anybody wants us to go into depth on different lists. Do you have factions that you want to hear about or certain teams? These are all in alphabetical order. So the first team is Tuna and Spam.
I wonder what they're playing.
There's not a single Circle player.
Huh.
Surprising, right?
They probably changed their mind after the...
After the nerf. Good call. Yes.
I have no idea who any of these people are, unfortunately, but there's Merc, Smenoth, Trolls, Scorn, and Kator. There is Cobra Kai. I don't know any of these people.
I don't think Team Muse is doing it anymore, but they were talking about before the nerf... running Marauder spam with the Kador. Having all five of their teammates all run 14 Marauders, Jeez. I think it was.
Yeah,
with each with a different caster. Yeah, wow.
All right,
it was a good list before the nerf too. I watched Heath play it a couple times. Yeah, he's steamroller and shit.
Cobra Kai is Trolls, Kator, Scorn, Rhett, Krix, Donkey, Convergence of Cyrus. In case anyone can't tell, that's a donkey cock.
Okay. Why would you want to have a donkey cock?
I mean,
they're not.
I know. I know people have like proportionately bigger dicks than most other animals. You know,
I would say if you want to have the biggest dick in the horse world, you're going to be a draft horse. Not you're not going to be a donkey.
Yeah, those are impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, like we were talking about the 19-inch dick. Yeah. Last Friday,
oh my it's God. He's like have you so seen wrong. He had to have it in like a sock, and like
I mean,
it's
I put
literally like this fucking
but his penis is like there's 19 inches flaccid.
Yeah.
What the fuck? 19 inches flaccid. Well, you know, and it's like girthy as
you know,
fuck.
I think that's his socks.
You know that they have breast reductions, right? There should be a thing
that allows you. No one wants to get their penis reduced.
When you're that big, inches, though.
That's all the way down your thigh.
That's the length of past your thigh. It was past his knee. It was past his knee. Just poking there.
Can you imagine how much that would hurt to get a boner in public with pants on? Like,
you'd probably pass out.
Yeah.
You know all how some loss. You know how some men wish that they could just jack themselves off with their mouth? Well, he can do it.
Yeah, actually, that's the thing. Some men have actually had ribs removed specifically so they can bend.
Oh, I know.
There was a picture of him with his penis up and he can hit himself.
Being able to cock slap yourself. Never mind.
Yeah.
So Donkey Cock is a I don't know any of these people either. Scorn, Convergence, Krix, Kator, and Rhett. Stop me if you want to know anybody's lists. I'll read them off. Evil Geniuses for a Better Tomorrow with Jay Larson as their team captain. Rhett, Legion, Rhett, Circle, Signar.
Mm-hmm.
Five Guys. Not to be confused with Burger Place. Got the Winkies. Krix, Mercs. Menoth, Legion, Scorn. I'm curious. I didn't look at any of the other Convergence lists, and I really want to know what other people are playing.
It's probably Mama and Papa as well.
I assume so, but I'm running Mom, two PAs, and a TEP.
Mm.
Like, that's actually a pretty good list. I've seen similar run with Mom. It's not bad.
I take it into something that can't take out a Colossal in one round,
then they're fucked. Yeah.
The Florida meta, which... probably don't know any of these people because they're from Florida.
I would assume.
Are they playing Gators?
No.
The Krix, Rhett, Kator, Circle Legion, and Menoth. Freedom Fries. Let's look at these people. Can I minimize? I fucking hate Conflict Chamber, by the way.
It's a little wonky on the phone.
Yeah, it is.
It is not fun. I'm sorry to whomever designed this, if you're listening or if you ever hear someone quote me on this. It's not as user-friendly on mobile as I would like it to be.
I thought it was pretty okay on laptop.
Yeah, it's really nice on a laptop. That's when I built my list that way, and it was super convenient. But when we were trying to work on your lists,
the swap button, you have to flip the phone sideways
to like make it bigger
to actually get to it.
Yeah. Weird.
It's not super cool.
The swap button was kind of an odd feature, I thought, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Freedom Fries. I don't know who any of these people are either. Make it bigger. Like I don't know half of these people. But they're playing Circle, Rhett, Menoth, Kator, Signar. Hey, watch this. I think this was someone else's team. Nope. Not all these people. Just hey, watch this. Signar, Legion, Trollblades, Kator.
There was Menoth. Not much trolls. I was really surprised at that, actually.
There's a couple troll players. There,
yeah, but they were down the bottom of the list of where people were going.
How hard could this be? Has Brett Fogel. Mercs, Legion, Circle, Convergence, and Kator. Does anybody really... still more on topic than Crippled Sister.
That's a low bar, dude.
Jank Tank. I don't know any of these people. One of their persons is just Brandon. Just Brandon.
Mm-hmm. Just Brandon.
Who needs a last name?
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just Brandon. Legion Crix, Signar, Circle Kador. There's not a whole lot of Circle players either. The Justice League, Just Us League. Silent Cross Friends. Megan is on their team this year. She is playing Rhett. They have a Scorn player, Convergence player, Kador, and a Signar player. The Land of Nice and Snow, which I thought was a really great team name. I think...
Is it Minnesota?
Who's on
it?
I don't...
Tom Morzinger. I know him.
Okay.
Tom Clues and Ted, I know them too. Yeah.
Yeah. Kador.
Yep.
Oh, dear God.
Rips men off.
That would be the Minnesota men.
That also sounds like the Land of Nice and Snow. That's probably where they got there.
There's nothing nice in Minnesota.
There's nothing nice
there. Except for the Ren Fair.
That's true. The Ren Fair is very good.
Lone Star, which has Will Pagani, and Merc Signar, Circle Scorn, and Convergence.
What was the Signar player's name?
On the Lone Star team?
Yeah.
Julian?
Oh, never mind. I know somebody, I played him at the War Machine weekend in one of the big, the Last Chance thing, and I can't remember his name.
The Texas team, right?
Yeah, because he was from Texas area, but
well,
none of those.
Meteor from Texas, yeah.
None of his, he was plays Signar, so.
One beer short of a six pack, which is the Barry Blue Meta.
Oh, I was just going to ask if that was Wisconsin. Team.
Yep.
Yep.
Johnny Pastrami. That is a great name.
Is that his real name?
No, but that's what we call him. And he lets us call him that.
That's too bad.
Kerr, Davis, John, Ethan, and then alternate?
Andy. It's Andy.
Okay.
It's Kador, so I assume it's Andy.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Johnny's playing Menoth. That's weird.
He's been switching on and off. A shit ton.
He should just fucking play Kador. I'm sorry, Johnny, if you're listening, you should just fucking play Kador.
It's a little too late now.
Yeah.
just play Kador. Just pretend.
I mean, I guess if he just brings his Kador instead of Menoth. Oops.
I grabbed the wrong guy.
I have to play this now.
Ryan's playing Mercs. John and Davis are both playing Signar. Ethan's playing Rhett and Andy's playing Kador. Salty Wieners.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know any of those people either.
I don't offhand either.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Swamp-ass Gobbers. That's a good name.
That is a Swamp-ass Gobbers. It's a good name. Signar, Circle, Kador, Rhett, Swamp-ass Gobbers. I don't know these people. Kador, Signar, Rhett, Legion, Menoth, Scorn. I'm having a really hard time reading these. Like, need to bring my phone closer to my face. Team Escape has Professor Lust. I'm assuming another Minnesota team.
Yeah, probably.
Menoth, Signar, Rhett, Convergence, Mercs, Team Friendship. They probably have
that
the best
should have
team.
Been us.
We are not friends, Casey. Signar, Circle, Menoth, Rhett, Trolls, Menoth. Team Muse, which has...
They are not doing all Kador. Which makes me very sad.
That is surprising.
Well, it's just because that list got nerfed.
Yeah.
That would have been hell.
I feel like it still would have been fun.
Well, we're taking the list chicken out of everything, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter what you play. You get to go into 14 Marauders.
they're playing Menoth, Signar, Kador, Mercs, Rhett, and Signar. The Great Quimbini and the Dirty Tricks.
Oh, that's another of the Madison ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's another Madison team.
Yep.
Crick, Signar, Circle, Menoth, and Minions. Us? Do we need to go over what we're playing? Do you guys need to know what we're playing?
We're good.
I'm playing Convergence. Travis's Troublemakers, which is a Milwaukee team, yeah?
They're the team that won last year at our WITC.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's get Brian Culp on that team.
Yep.
Circle, Signar, Minions, Trolls, and Scorn, and then Trolls from Felix's Basement. Which is Chicago meta, right?
Yes, and they have adorable shirts. I don't know if you saw them.
No.
They're pretty. I'll pull them up.
They're playing Circle, Trolls, Minions, Menoth, Signar, and Mercs.
What Menoth?
I counted six Legion.
Yeah, I
not
think
including
it's a,
myself.
It's a pretty.
There's seven Cricks, including alternates.
Diverse breakdown. Like
there's a shit ton of War Machine still.
There's always going to be more War Machine than there is Hordes.
I know.
Like that's just a standard. I think. But those are the same shirts they had last year, right?
I don't think so.
I thought
didn't
so.
They? Mm. I like them. Mm.
I like the troll.
Well, I'm sorry. I could only make our logo last night.
No, this
you did. After finally figuring out a name.
I still think we could probably, I mean, I think it's really great that we have the, what is
the aspects.
The aspect.
Yeah. Because if anyone catches it, they're going to catch it. I think that the font might be something
I can
we
change
adjust,
the font.
But you did spend forever on it.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I can change the font.
Are we still going to do image on the front? Names on the back, logos,
sure.
Faction logos.
Do we want it just like a big one right here, or do we just want like the Kennedys right here?
Just right over your boob.
I was gonna say if it's over just the boobs, it kind of gets
a long
hidden.
Time doing
that. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Shirt design is always not fun.
Yeah, and we have to figure that out. Fairly quickly.
Quick. Yeah.
Those are
I don't know if I still want to be ever bitch or not. I don't know what else I do though.
I still like Captain Commando.
Captain Commando.
It's very
is a
fitting.
Good one.
Yeah.
I'm definitely it's Steel Trap this year for sure. Mm. Like I missed the opportunity last year.
George suggested to me Lot Lizard, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to be a Lot Lizard, thank you.
But no, that one was good, though. That was really good.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to, no.
George would make a suggestion like that.
Yeah, he asked me, he's like, no, I'm not going to be a Lot Lizard, thank you. I need something better that's not a hoe.
Not a hoe. More vagina references.
Yeah. You're doing pigs, right?
And gators.
And gators, okay.
Yeah. I'm the only pig. I'm the only one that has a pig caster.
Yeah.
Which I'm very excited about. I've evolved, as Aaron says. I feel like a Pokemon.
Well, I wonder if there's anything else.
Time to go back to Pokemon.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
So, ATC is coming up in 2 weeks. I'm hella underprepared.
That's we'll just wing it. Whatever.
We always do. We do fine. I won a game last year.
Yeah. I won 0 because Scorn.
Weren't you the only one who won a game? Or you were close at
no,
least?
No, Megan won 2 games.
Celeste won a game.
Celeste won a game.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely got, like, shit stomped.
Yep,
definitely.
Yep. It was not playing in a long time. We'll do that to you. Yep.
We'll have to look and see what places there are to eat around there so we can drown our sorrows at the end of the night.
Super drunk. Super,
super maybe.
Drunk. I'm going to get super drunk. Which reminds me, since I so. Can't get Friday off. Casey can't get Friday off. We're driving down Friday night.
Okay.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know. Depends. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
I figured.
Soon.
All of us need to figure that out soon. We have to figure out what Becca's doing.
Yeah.
She can maybe go with us?
Probably.
Because she's closer to pick up.
She's up in Reedsburg.
Yeah.
No, PP is not making cards anymore, is my understanding. They are publishing them as PDFs, so if you really wanted to, you could print them out.
It's not that they're not making them. You can buy singles.
Oh, you can buy singles still? Oh, I thought they just straight up weren't making them anymore. That was my understanding.
Maybe you got, maybe I'm behind on the information.
Thank you for reminding me.
Our roommate was pissed off about because he likes to have a physical card.
I love having physical cards.
Yeah,
well, especially when
not to print them.
Especially with the functionality of War Room. I mean, let's be honest, having a card is great.
Right.
Yeah.
God forbid your battery die.
Well, if you're
that's the least of your problems with War Room.
I was gonna say if you're in a tournament and it crashes, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's not
none of your damage is counted anymore. You know, it's just no.
I think the current War Room has been pretty good because I know that I'll start a game sometimes and then I
sometimes
won't even like
keep it.
It keeps it pretty often. So it's not as bad as old War Room, but I
don't like the reliance on an unreliable piece of software.
I also don't like relying on additional software that costs me
more money.
I mean, if you're gonna buy all of the factions, it's what, $60?
Something like
that.
I think it's 80 if you didn't get the discount from Mark
II.
Yeah, new models won't have cards, but you can still acquire cards.
Mm-hmm. And you can download the PDFs for free. So that is kind of nice that they're offering the PDFs for free.
And
so then you can proxy
print
stuff.
Them and put them in your sleeves.
I mean, yeah. The only good thing about it is that you don't have issues like I did at War Machine Weekend where somebody had the Swamp Gobbers and they're like, oh, I get to put two rings out. And it's like, no, you don't. Because I'm a Minions player and I know better. Yeah. But even at the last tournament I was at, I was using my cards for my pigs. And I'm like, why are these pigs shit? I'm like, do I not remember anything? And I looked at War Room and it's like, oh,
they've changed.
They got
a lot.
Changed.
Yeah.
And I was... Yeah. Playing down been, by
and yeah. They're actively changing a lot of things yeah. now. Like they're yeah. actually changing points costs, for example.
Right.
That changes it's, things a lot.
It's right. turning so. Into a fucking living game.
Mm-hmm. Throw this pen if I don't set it down. Guys, how much I fucking hate living games. I really, really, really hate
oh,
the
oh.
concept of things that change
yeah.
frequently.
Yeah.
And you know what game everyone's getting in now? It's a fucking living game.
Bear Bemetta started playing Age of Sigmar.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yep. They've really been like pushing other people to play.
They're trying.
And I'm
just like, no.
Lie.
Not
when
doing
I,
it.
When the Lizardmen were suggested to me, I looked at them with an open mind because I was like, yeah, they fucking ride dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I'm all over
yeah,
that.
Lizard people are the best.
They look stupid. Yeah. And then I saw the Storm Bros and I was just like, really want them. And they have that problem with all GW products because their models are fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
But the Storm Bros are much like your fucking, what are they? Space Marines. I should know that word. Where they're all dudes. Like, every single female model in Age of Sigmar is much like every single female model in every GW game ever. It's either tits and ass or like scary, unpleasant,
yeah.
yucky looking.
Yeah, they know their market. To be fair.
Yeah, but, like, I'm not going to pick up the game at all.
No.
And I'm totally marketable.
Mm-hmm.
You can sell me things. I buy things all the time. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a thing. That's a thing.
They're delicate. They look pretty. I don't like that. I saw Matt picking up his models. I'm like, there's nothing to them. Like, I feel like I could just toss them and they'll break.
The models are pretty durable.
They are very durable. That plastic is a lot.
Yeah, they have some of the best models. GW just is amazing when it comes to models.
Mm-hmm.
I
will say, our roommate picked up, it was on a Kickstarter. I'm drawing a blank on what it was. Kingdom Death. There we go. Kingdom
fuck
Death.
Kingdom Death.
Dude, have you seen some of the models?
I have
they
seen
are
some of the
fucking
models.
Incredible.
They
are.
Look good.
They make Privateer's models look like a little lump that somebody just, you know.
Well, my problem with Kingdom
produced.
Death is that
it's, they are fucking amazing
they're,
models.
They're very sexy.
That's the point of them, though.
Sexism
that's what,
in
yeah.
there, though. Like, there's fucking models where it's like four women strapped to a chair as a chair.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that.
Yeah, that's the aesthetic they're going for.
I know,
but,
and I don't like it.
But I do enjoy the game. We've played it on the... Whatever that thing on the Steam that you can buy, tabletop simulator, and it is a lot of fun.
No, and I'll give you that. I'm not a fan. I don't think the models are very tasteful per se, but they're
no.
not.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're
the model, the quality of the sculpting is amazing.
Yes,
though.
Some of their pinups are palatable,
sure,
mm-hmm.
and they're phenomenal, and they mm-hmm. don't have that problem that Arena Rex has, where you let it. Sit for an hour, your model gets floppy because it's too warm in your room. Because
mm-hmm.
that's happened.
Yeah. And there are some tasteful female models. There's a couple of knights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That
I'm not saying
gotten.
That
yeah.
all of the models aren't tasteful. I'm saying that there
are
some
a huge
that are
chunk of them there, way over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went balls deep into that one.
Yep, we did too. So
balls deep.
Yeah. I made, he went. Yeah,
yeah. The room.
He's
the room
not allowed to
kickstart in,
anything
so.
For a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Kingdom
mm-hmm.
Death.
Mm-hmm.
Topics.
So we do have a lot of topics.
I can't fucking spell.
So do we want to talk about the steamroller?
Death is D E A T H.
No. You wouldn't know that I went to school for English, if you?
Nope.
Saw my spelling.
At least we can read your handwriting.
Sort yeah. of.
I can read my handwriting.
It's better than mine.
That's all that matters.
So, yeah.
Steamroller?
Steamroller?
Oh, Steamroller. The
so there were
steamroller.
Leaks. Kind of.
Kind of leaks.
Yeah.
I was...
Teasers, maybe.
Yelled yeah. at for using leaks. I haven't read too much into it. I know about the 5-up dice roll after turn 5.
There's not much
game.
To read, to be honest. I'm pulling it up.
Certain types of zones have to be It's no longer like the standard control dominate points. It's control dominate with certain
models. Well,
certain shapes get certain types of models.
And then, so you can't just run your storm color over to contest now.
Yep.
That correct.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're trying to prevent Jack spam lists and things like that.
And that's just it, spam in general. Yeah. Like the whole steamroller, and I know that I get really like, whenever Privateer Press does something, I'm one of those people that I'm really just like, holy shit, what are you doing? This is the worst thing ever. Why are you doing this? But with the Steamroller 2017 stuff, I'm actually like, there's a lot of valuable reason for this. Like the five up dice roll to end the game, when you consider how they're changing up control points.
Yeah, because like, you have to be up six from your opponent.
Yes, you have to be, and that's...
Oh, man. I'm sorry, I just had a realization. My little counter for my scenario is kind of obsolete. Useless. Yeah.
I use it for turns.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Even turns, I mean, who cares?
Yeah.
Well, you do have to keep track of turns because after turn five is when you do the roll.
Gotcha. I can bring out my giant
D6. I'm really bad at keeping track of turns.
Yeah, I guess it does have a use.
D6. I have one that's like, it's like this big and it's like
green. I have a foam one I could use.
Yeah.
But, so you have to be up six from your opponent for you to end the game off of a control point victory. Mm-hmm. So now if you're up 1 point and you roll a five up, then game is over and you've won with one extra point.
Right.
And then also the having, I don't understand, like, the different zone probably is to help with some of those spammy lists, because if you take a list that's just spammy like that, you're gonna get fucked if your zones are not the right ones.
Do you want me just to read it?
Yeah.
Okay. So scenarios are scored in a different way than they were in 2016. You score control points from controlling different scenario elements, so zones or flags, or destroying objectives. Sucro zones are only scored by warrior models, units, and solos. Rectangle zones are only scorable by warjacks, warbeasts, or battle engines. And then warcasters and warlocks can score in any zone type as well as flags. Dominate doesn't exist as it did in 2016 and is replaced with the ability for warcasters and warlocks to control multiple scenario elements at the same time. So there could be, like, overlapping is kind of what they're trying to do with that.
Yeah, there could be, like, a flag inside a zone, dominate both.
Yeah. So I do like that a little bit better, because then you're not going to see, like you said, spam of anything. Because now Aaron's like, I need to fix my list because I have all beasts. But my list, I'm okay because I have everything. So I feel pretty good.
But that's, I mean, now it's you either have one list that's an all-comer, or you actually have a list that's, this is my jack heavy, this is my infantry heavy list. So it does help out with that. And that's, like I said, a lot of people were like, oh, this is just, we're going back to GW with the dice rolls and all this ridiculous
stuff. I disagree with that.
Yeah.
I think that more times than not, they even said, they only, out of the times that they've play tested it, now this is how many times they play tested it, it's only come out twice. But realistically, the game's going to end before it'll even come to that point.
Exactly.
So I'm not worried about it.
More assassination attempts.
Yes, that's what's going to force. Which worries me about trolls a little bit, because troll attrition. So I don't really know how trolls are gonna work with this.
I can't think of very much trolls in our meta right now, so I'm not really sure how to answer that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if there is a whole lot of trolls floating around, not after Mark II with Calandra's
Starcross.
Starcross is still good. Starcross is still really good. But a lot of the troll stuff that was really OP that caused us to see a lot of them at the end of Mark II got nerfed into the ground.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like the Crix effect, where Crix used to be really, really, really good, and now they're mediocre. All the people who loved the theme of Crix have just suddenly gone over to Signar, and they love the theme of Signar now, you know.
What I do like from this, too, is the terrain. So they're going to have three guidelines on how to place it, not like maps, like this is how it must be, but at least they'll have some more guidelines than what they've had previously.
And I thought they were adding more like objectives and shit too. Or even just like shit to blow up to get points.
I don't like that stuff. That stuff makes me cranky.
That's how I took what John told me, but I might be completely off.
The reason why I don't play Malifaux is because I don't want to interact with the board state.
Yeah, but I think that might be a thing to try and get your control points up, besides just zones and flags.
Crank Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. Everyone else seems to be a fan. We're opposites today. Okay. Yeah. It's opposite day, ladies.
Oh, like, oh, just builds a wall right here.
Yeah.
Casey or Mexico now.
Oh, God. Grim kid made build your own wall.
I was just going to say, with all how much you hate change, there's probably a place in the Republican Party for you.
God. Not one where I would be comfortable.
Danielle, do you want to update people on your costume?
Sure. Yeah. I guess I can. So,
can I put your headdress?
Yes, you can put it on. So, I put my snake up online, and what Jackie is modeling for me is my headdress that I have started.
Fit my head, so, but I'm gonna try.
Yeah, you got to put it. What I do is I pull my hair up and then I put it underneath. Yeah. And then you can move that forward so it's not so much. Yeah, I'm just going to use that one wire for the snake. But so if you haven't noticed.
No. Oh,
yeah,
no,
that's fine. That whatever. Yeah. Just let it go. I need to. It's just masking tape on there. But I am going to be cosplaying as Jaga Jaga at Adepticon. I thought I'd do the costume contest. I'm going to be doing the Masters event the day before, and I'm not going to last very long. So I thought I'd do the costume contest. Not going to win, but I thought I'd wing it.
It'll still be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you will. It's Adepticon.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't know. I got to buy some.
Oh, shit. I'm caught.
You stuck?
I am. I have a lot of hair. I'm sorry about that.
Do you need help?
Maybe.
There we go. Okay. So this is Jaga Jaga's headdress. I have one snake I'm making for her, and then I have another snake that I'm going to make on the top, and then I gotta make some bones and some skulls, but...
On the subject of cosplay, I still really want to do Veil and then have my daughter dress up as a Shredder.
That would be adorable. Mm-hmm. You need to do that.
Your daughter would make a good Shredder.
She would. It's her life.
I feel like most of the pictures I see of her on Facebook are of her eating something.
Or destroying something.
That piece of meat that she was nomming on?
Yeah, she...
She's
so,
just...
Ah. I posted a picture on my Facebook of my almost 2-year-old now with this pork loin she grabbed off the counter and she just started trying to gnaw on it. It was as big as her torso.
It was almost as long as her body.
It was huge. It was a hungry kid. Yeah. Right?
So yes, I will be doing that at Adepticon. So if anybody is going, I guess you can find me. Mm-hmm. I'll be like a giant snake lady or gator lady.
Yeah. I'm debating on trying to cosplay something, but I don't.
You got time. You got a little time.
Like a month.
That's, yeah. I do have that like latex black suit that I could maybe do something with.
There you go. But I don't know what you would.
I have no fucking clue.
I mean, like, I know what you would cosplay with that, but I don't know what you would cosplay War Machine related with that.
We may or may not be going to BlizzCon this year, depending upon how Keith does for qualifying for War Machine weekend. And if we do, I'm totally going as Brightwing and carrying around glitter with me.
Is he just like, if he doesn't get into the...
Yeah, he's out of practice is the thing. So, and, you know, my interest is so-so in going to War Machine weekend, to be perfectly honest. So
yeah. War Machine weekend is...
If I played more, it would be different, but I don't play that much.
I like War Machine Weekend for the people that we get to see while we're at War Machine Weekend.
Exactly.
That's about it.
Yeah.
I had a blast getting drunk. I'm just going to say that.
Well, we're going to the WTC this year, so we'll get to see a lot of those people at the WTC anyway.
It's in Belgium, right?
Yep, Belgium. Yeah. We're going to stop off in Portugal on the way there, and then we're going to hit Belgium and hang out there for a while.
And cosplay Exelon Thexus. There you go. That might take longer than a month
just
to put together.
Yeah. Get some clothes hangers. And
there you go.
I love it.
Speaking of coat hangers, this is a really bad way to start a segue.
Wow.
Anybody who's gone to SmogCon, can you...
I can't find it on the store.
Yeah. Okay. So there is a Cyntherian Big Ben pin that's SmogCon exclusive, and if someone can acquire one and give it to me, I would love you forever. It's beautiful, and I will post it. I mean, like, I will buy it from you, but, like, if you can find it, I need it. I really need it. I showed you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing. SmogCon is becoming Lock and Load Europe.
Yep.
That was an announcement this year. Mm-hmm. Oh, and congrats to Pat. He won SmogCon this year. So, hooray.
Is he playing? I saw that post on.
I don't remember what he was playing.
I think I saw it on Twitter. I don't even know where I'm going to be able to find that, because that's going to be. I'm going to have to dig through stuff.
What are you looking for?
What was Pat playing? Yeah. He won SmogCon this year.
I haven't looked at the Twitters yet lately.
I know it was not that long ago. I'm going to find it.
Oh, crap.
There's always a point in almost every podcast where I have to pull out my phone and dig through something to find something.
Yeah.
It's becoming very frustrating. I should just keep all of these things on hand.
I don't know what he was playing.
I want to say he was playing
Striker 1 and... Pat, you Striker 1.
Oh, nice. Yep.
So, Signar.
That's a surprising choice.
Yeah.
Because
I don't think a lot of people have been playing Striker.
No, it's all Sloan, Haley 2, Haley 3.
Yeah.
Well,
we have a Nemo,
Kane,
too.
Some Kane.
Yeah, and Kane, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of this chicken with Nemo 3 on Signar forums.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want Nemo 3 to be good. I can't get him to work. Yeah. Maybe it's me, but I've tried him so many times and I can't get him to work. In Mark 2 or Mark 3, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll become a Convergence caster and then he can just join me.
I had hoped that for 3, actually, because we have Convergence and Keith doesn't use it anymore, so. And Convergence is sweet.
Nemo would make a really great Convergence caster.
He would.
He would be the best Convergence caster.
Yeah.
Probably not. I don't think anything would be
If we did Who's the Boss?
Oh,
Nemo 2 and
Jesus
Nemo 2
Christ.
And... Dude, can you imagine even just having Energizer?
I would love to have anything.
Yeah. Dude, if we were playing Who's the Boss, Nemo 2 and the Convergence would be amazing.
I don't disagree. That would be pretty beautiful. Mm-hmm. We should just all play Who's the Boss.
Mort Nebra.
Okay, that is wrong. That is wrong for a lot of reasons.
Mort Nebra and do it.
Mort Nebra can't lead a Convergence army. That's how I feel about that.
We had one question from the Facebooks, and it was from...
Something about Grimkin.
I said we were going to talk about that. But Brian Sin had asked if Deadpool will show up at the end of Logan.
Yes.
I hope so. I doubt it.
I hope so. I think he would, or at least have some sort of cameo.
Well, after the success of somewhere in there, Deadpool 2, right?
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be after credits.
After the success of Deadpool, I can totally see them doing that.
Because isn't the one guy supposed to be Cable, but not Cable? No, he's not Cable. I can't remember his name. The guy with the arm. I can't remember his name.
The guy with the arm.
Robotic arm.
The guy with the arm.
It's not, yeah. So I don't know if there's something supposed to be about.
Yeah, no, that is the other thing, is that Nemo did tell them to go away.
Hi, Aunt.
Hi, old witch.
You just keep giving me stuff. This is a... Fuck you.
What is it?
It's Forge Master Mort Nebra.
Oh!
Actually,
I am
so... Forge Master
Lucidia.
Okay. I don't care.
I've changed it.
I'm gonna have to spend some time.
This is not okay, Andy, and I may confiscate this.
It's a little frustrating.
This might be like masturbatory material.
I just wanna see Amanda's look when she reads her feet.
I wanna see a Metropolis-esque Mort Nebra though. That'd be sweet.
I don't know. Okay.
I'd be okay with
so
that.
So Andy brought this beautiful Forge Master Mort Nebra card. Anyone who knows the Convergence fluff knows that Mort Nebra's not we don't want her.
No,
you all suck.
We wanted her.
Well, we wanted her.
Yeah,
but we don't want her.
She didn't want to be wanted.
I don't want her.
Maybe she can change her mind and come over anyway. I'd play that.
Come over anyway.
Yeah.
Issues with her methods.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, yeah. So
Mort Nebra
can
do syphilis. Epilex, maybe.
Mort Nebra's a new syphilis?
So that drug-resistant one, didn't you know?
Okay, Mort Nebra gains up to 7 focus points. She cannot have more focus points than her current focus as a... Or she cannot. Okay. She cannot have more focus points on her current focus as a result of divine recalibration. When a warjack spends a focus point during its activation, you can give a focus point to another warjack if the two are in the same battle group and within Mort Nebra's control range. Warjacks can still have no more than 3 focus points at any time. Divine recalibration lasts for 1 turn. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
It says they can't have more than 3 focus.
Mm-hmm.
Is allocation still a rule?
Allocation's still a rule, yeah.
So they can't be allocated more than three?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So part it's of, not as egregious as I was thinking it was going to be. It's actually, like, I would love a feat like that.
It's induction for her entire...
Yeah, area. But also it's additional induction because now she has a shit ton of focus.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she can just, you know, when she's going to pop her feet because she's just like, guess what? I have no focus. That's actually really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of our alt casters that we have for Who's the Boss.
Oh, that.
She's not real. It's not real.
I know.
Yeah.
I need to go change my pants.
Yeah, I would really like that.
Mm-hmm. She had to make that a cold.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we get good things? Why is Convergence such a...
the cool thing, though, too, that I gave her, too, is she has Field Marshal immunity destruction.
Nice.
Yeah.
So her Jax can never be disrupted.
That's pretty sweet, too.
She shouldn't be able to be disrupted in the first place.
She still has Soul Tinker because, you know, she was... Mm-hmm. During her time period then, she was tinkering around with souls and that, which she shouldn't have been. And then whenever she casts a spell, she has a focus remainder. Basically, rounding up, rounding down. She's able to allocate a focus point to a Jack for every spell that she casts.
Nice.
Yeah. That's,
I'm building her as well. So I'm building a model. I've got it on the way.
Can you send that to Privateer Press and just say, hey.
Hey, you should make
we
this.
We need another caster anyway, right? Right?
Not when they have Morton Ever 2 coming up.
So?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be Forge Master Morton Ebra. I just want that on a caster. Just give me that. I don't care what you name it. Whenever we get Orion, I'm pretty sure it's going to be mediocre.
Mm. Mm.
If we ever get Orion.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to Kallus, too.
Dragon Centaur? His model looks stupid.
Have you seen it in person?
No. Do you have it?
I do. It's with Marshall right now.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, is that what you gave him?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that was Kallus, too.
There's a picture, like, the angle that they took the picture from. Yes, it looked stupid, but I think there are other angles that make him look a lot better.
He looks a little derpy in that privateer picture, but the 360 view, he does actually look pretty solid.
Okay.
Yeah.
His bigger arms that are on the sides seem a little weird, but... Yeah, he's cool.
I'm sure with some modeling, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Right,
also, Azrael.
Azrael looks pretty cool.
Yeah. While Amanda was begging for a pin, it also reminded me we should probably beg you guys to sponsor us.
For ECC, that's too soon.
Yeah.
That's way too soon. You think they'll just send me money?
Just a little something to try and, cover the cost for our shirts maybe something. I tried one of our local stores, but they're not doing so well at the moment, so.
That really surprises me. I would think the first quarter of 2017, you wouldn't think that everybody would be trying to drown their sorrows. I mean.
Yeah.
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 We were going to drive for a wine place. Yeah. Wine and women, It should work, but. Unfortunately, it did not go through. So, if anyone wants to send money, we'll love you long time.
Speak for yourself.
I will not do any additional favors. I will just love you.
Nice disclaimer there.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
That was really it. We really wanted to. I mean, we have all the ACC lists we could look at. We can see what people are playing, but honestly, it's a pretty like everything is really. I don't know the word.
There's a decent spread.
That's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Also, our chat is not extremely active at all. So that's not the whole thing.
No, it's about on par with the usual.
No, the last few times were actually pretty active. Mostly maybe if you would come here, and cast
details,
sometimes.
Details.
Well, you're supposed to have more time off now, right?
Yeah.
Soon, when I start my new job.
Cool. Mm. Cool.
Yep.
So is supposed to have more time off, too.
Mm-hmm.
She is currently taking photos of her entire LuLaRoe inventory.
Yeah. Oh, that poor soul.
Yep. Yep. I told her she should bring everything to Andy's. She'll come podcast, bring all your stuff, we'll buy it.
It's like somebody puked patterns all over the place.
Some of them aren't terrible. Some of them are bad. Cute. Really bad.
Yeah. I don't understand the LuLaRoe thing. I'm happy with just my bright orange pants myself.
They feel really good.
They do.
Yeah. Especially legging Carly, which I don't own yet. But yeah, I want one.
Just plain colored leggings. They're a thing still. And they're only like $5.
Yeah. Hey, plain colored, I'll get anywhere. But like the prints.
Casey really likes the fox prints.
I need to finish my collection.
You have a problem.
How many more do you need?
Two or three. Yeah, two or three is what I have left. Unless I wanted like all the different variations of colors, but
somebody commented that almost every Signar player is running Stormlands. That's not really surprising.
They're really good.
That's part of why I'm not playing Signar, is because Keith cannibalized both of my units of Stormlances.
You gotta give them their real name. Those are Slaughter Stallions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're not Stormlances.
Slaughter Ponies.
They're Slaughter Stallions, because the Murder Ponies are Murder Ponies.
Oh, that's true, and they do have dicks.
Yeah.
I remember that when I was assembling them. They definitely have dicks, and they definitely still have balls, unless they put, like, the replacement marbles in there, like they do sometimes, but... Vets seriously do that.
They do, yeah.
Been making chicken spaghetti.
That sounds good.
Bring me some.
Yeah. I'm hungry. I should have eaten.
I told you to fucking eat something.
I brought ice cream. Nobody's taken the ice cream yet. Just, if you're really hungry, it's there.
Eating
it. Practicing his old witch voice.
That's great.
Oh, that was awful.
Dear God.
Probably wrap it up.
Recommendations.
You already had a recommendation, didn't you?
Yeah, I'll probably have a real recommendation. Don't buy Grimkin. This is a War Machine podcast that wants to support Privateer Press, and I'm telling you to not buy one of their factions. It's probably not a good idea.
I mean, I was going to second your recommendation. Boycott until they get a better voice.
Oh, man. I want to know why my name is on a video and they did nothing with it.
Yeah, nothing happened with that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, what was that?
I literally... Tumblr, I spend far too much time on Tumblr. The Privateer Press's Tumblr was doing a series of riddles.
Okay.
And if you were like the first one to answer correctly, your name ended up on this list.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's dumb.
Yeah. I thought there was, like, more to it.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
There was supposed to be more to it, wasn't there?
I don't know.
There will be more to it when it launches?
Maybe. My name should be somewhere in that faction. But they modeled the child after me. That's really what happened.
Yeah. They just knew.
Yep. Saw a fist fight with the wife last night. Hilarious, but tons of swearing. What is that?
Movie, I imagine.
Yeah.
Sounds like a movie.
I don't get commercials, so you're going to have to help me out.
There's my recommendation. John Wick 2.
Yeah. Bitch, that was going to be mine.
John Wick 2. Really good. I don't even like, I'm so squeamish with like violent movies.
I usually am too, but that one, they did a good job. Yeah.
Was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, moviegoer and I usually don't get along, but that one did a good job.
Thoughts on John Wick 2. 60-some headshots, lots of brain matter.
Yep.
However, it was all done really well.
Did you like John Wick 1? Yes, you'll like John Wick 2.
Yeah.
No, you're wrong. Go see it again.
And the puppy, the puppy does not die, for those of you who have not seen it.
Best movie ever.
Oh, that one.
Joseph said Ice Cube and Charlie from It's Sunny. It's Always Sunny as teachers who get into a fight.
I might be into that.
I feel like that would be a good movie.
That could be a good movie.
Yeah.
Let's go watch that.
Also, I totally missed out on my chance to see Xander Cage. It was there for 2 weeks and it was gone.
Aww. Sorry.
I'm extremely upset. Like, fucking Rogue One is still there.
Wow.
Still
fucking there.
The Dollar Theater might still have it.
It might. I have to look.
Can we pause for a second and talk about our John Wick experience?
Yes.
And how we walked out of the theater, which was also currently showing 50 Shades of Grey, and walked into the lobby to a Pure Romance table set up selling stuff.
Oh, so well, they had I'm not sure they were selling, but they were doing a drawing to win stuff.
Was stuff laying out?
There were, it was like, safe for...
Yeah,
the environment that we were currently in, stuff like probably massage oil.
So not like big dildos.
Yeah, there weren't.
Correct.
Like, take this home after you watch this movie.
Have you guys read the articles about them finding cucumbers? Yeah. Oh man.
Andy's face.
So, in case you haven't heard. When they go in to clean up the theaters after showings of 50 Shades of Grey, they're fine.
Finding cucumbers.
I hadn't. And now I can't.
Yeah. Oh, it's a thing. It's a thing.
It's a thing. The world
is
that we live in.
Is it a cucumber or is it got, like, bumps?
I'm sure there's some of each.
There's probably
whatever they could get.
Stop the
whole
Woodman's
first. Oh my god. They probably went to like a farmer's market. These are white women going in.
Yeah, it's probably Brennan's. Like, probably Brennan's or Kraft's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh god, I'm never gonna look at Brennan's the same way again.
Oh.
Get your 50 Shades darker cucumbers here.
Oh god.
Yeah.
So gross.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's not borderline. It's written at it's Twilight fanfic is really what it is. Yeah. That's how it started.
God. Oh god, Bumpy for her pleasure.
If only you could be too.
The cucumber could be for the guy going there too.
It could. It could. Equal opportunity dildos.
Yeah. Equal opportunity dildos.
But you have to make sure that you never go from back to front. You always go from front to back. See?
Gotta be clean.
So you gotta use... I have to use it first, and then he can use it.
Just wash it after. It's okay.
Just get two of them. I
mean, it's just a cucumber.
Hey, I'm just saying, we're kind of cheap, okay?
Oh, shit. Hell, you can grow them yourself.
What do you think my garden is for?
Oh!
Do you also have carrots?
Yes, I do.
Changes things a little bit. Gotta mix it up.
All I can think about is the Thousand Ways to Die episode where she was like grabbing a cucumber to practice for her date night, and
she was she practicing?
Head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she grabbed a cucumber and she stepped on her the rake that was on the ground, and it shoved the cucumber up down her throat.
Oh,
ow.
And she died.
She was doing it outside.
She was grabbing the cucumber out of her garden.
It in her mouth outside.
She was holding it.
Yeah, who does that in their backyard?
She was just holding it.
Here, let me practice it in my backyard. Great idea, guys. Also, side note about blowjobs. You don't blow.
No. You sure don't.
You don't want the guy to be bumpy. That's STD land.
Oh boy.
I am going to make a recommendation so we can continue on and end this. I recommend Paper Source. It is an awesome like card/scrapbooking store. They have the punniest, awesomest cards ever.
There was a thing. They did the thing. What did they do with us? The embossing?
Yeah, that's embossing. Yeah. That was fun.
Put some glittery shit on some paper. Made it sparkly.
With the heat gun. Yeah. Hmm. Embossing.
I cool. love doing that stuff.
Y'all have problems.
They had the whole table dedicated to unicorn office supplies.
They did.
A whole fucking table. Like washi tape, pens, fucking probably a stapler somewhere, notebooks, folders. I really like office supplies. I really like unicorns.
Lisa Frank is still around.
Yeah, and some of that stuff is a little too over the top for me. Patterns are a little vibrant.
There is Nia Lisa Frank on Facebook. It's a Facebook group. All Lisa Frank's turned in, you know, Lisa Frank's art turned into nihilism.
Oh dear
God.
You
should check it out.
I should check it
out. It's great.
That sounds perfect for me.
That can be my second recommendation. Like, Nia Lisa Frank.
Yep. I don't think I have a recommendation for realsies.
Mine is airbrush painting. I started doing that yesterday.
Nice.
And I have to clean the brush because we totally fucked it up, I think, but but it makes it a lot faster than trying to do it by hand, so that's how I'm gonna get it done for Adepticon.
Yeah,
otherwise
definitely base coats. You can do like all of your basing and highlighting. Just
yeah, I have like 22 quick. Pigs ready to go once I clean it out tonight. But
if you need help with that, I can.
Okay, I may, because it's definitely clogged. It was like spitting out. It was.
It could be your paint suit. Did you thin it?
Yeah.
What did you thin it with?
I don't know, something George had. He had stuff. Okay.
Don't thin it with, in my opinion, don't thin it with alcohol or water.
Okay.
Especially acrylic paint.
It was like something to actually thin it. I don't remember what he had.
It may not mix with the type of acrylic you're using.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes you run into the issue. You should always be running, if they sell a paint thinner for airbrushing by the company of the paint that you're using, you should probably try and go with that.
We were trying to use scale 75 last night. And
they have a paint thinner. I think I have it.
Okay.
I'll probably bring it out next Friday.
Maybe I won't try it again. Because we primed it fine, and then he thought he cleaned it out, and then we ate, and then we tried to go back to it, and then it was just, like, shooting out, like, I don't know, something.
I cleaned it all the way. Also, yeah. The paint doesn't mix up well. Like, the pigment can separate.
Or just using one color.
That can do it, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, if you're, are you doing it for pots?
It's a little dropper that we're just dropping into the well. Okay. Yeah.
If you're doing with like the normal like Games Workshop or privateer pots, you want to make sure, because there's a lot of crust on the top there that falls into it. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to pour it in there, sometimes you get chunks of that crust in there.
Right.
You want to use eyedroppers pulling from the center of the pot, of the paint pot.
Yeah, it's got the little dropper, so I think we're good with that. Mm-hmm. I just gotta clean it.
75 is just a dropper bottle.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So those are. I mean, no, I need to ask about that.
She already had a recommendation.
She had two recommendations.
Oh, John Wick. Yeah, that's not fair. I haven't done anything. I work a lot. Don't work. That's my recommendation.
Yeah. Don't work.
Find a job that pays you for being a nice person. That's customer service. That's bad. Don't do that. That's a really bad recommendation. Sending me the convergence pin from SmogCon. That's my recommendation. That's a good recommendation.
Oh gosh. Okay. Alrighty guys. I think we're kinda out.
So are we gonna do next time? Because I think that's ATC weekend.
That is the ATC weekend.
I think if I had them scheduled out correctly, we were supposed to do the same weekends that we were going to do in February, which ends up being ATC weekend.
And then the 19th, wouldn't it be?
Nope, that's fine.
We're really quiet.
We can talk really loud up close. As you all just look at your phone. Or we can just say bye and post it later.
We'll probably post it on Facebook. the next podcast, I think we want to do faction reviews, but I think we're kind of pushing those off because the next time we podcast, we're going to be talking about ECC.
Yeah.
So faction reviews will come eventually.
Probably March.
Later March. Maybe April. Probably April.
Because Adepticon.
Is late March.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
next year,
April.
You guys will podcast, and you'll have a subject next time.
Yes. Probably ATC.
That sounds like heresy.
We plan a little bit, right?
Yeah,
we did. And then we got a little off topic, and we got back on topic.
Hey, we started
and
we with got four topics, off. And now we've got 12 topics.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty good.
We have topics for you, Andy.
All right.
Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.